Elsa. Now, Elsa lived with her mama and papa in a cabin out in the woods. Elsa, she was a right pretty girl. And she was clever. Clever in a way that made her think of things in a different way than other people did. Well, she laughed a lot, and they had a good time out there. And when she grew up, a lot of men came to court her. One time, this man named Dan came to court her. Now, as he walked up to the porch and said hello, Elsa started laughing. And they looked at her and said, "Elsa, why are you laughing?" Said, "Oh, just 'cause this man is named Dan, and he wants to be my husband, and it all rhymes. That's kind of funny." Well, Elsa and her mama and papa laughed, and Dan kind of looked at him funny, but that was all right. Dan sat down, and they began talking, and after a while, Elsa's mama said, "Elsa, honey, why don't you run down the cellar and draw some cider so we can all have a glass up here?" "Oh, mama, that's a good idea." And so Elsa got up and went down the cellar. She was down there a long time. And finally, her mama said, I better go check on Elsa. So she went down to see what was happening. When she got there, Elsa was sitting on the bench, bawling her eyes out. The cider tap was open and the cider was running all over the floor. But mama said to Elsa, "Elsa, honey, what's the matter?" "Oh, you see, Mama, I came down here to get some cider and I started looking around. I looked up and right over my head, there's a hatchet sticking in that beam. Well, I was thinking that if Dan and I get married and we have a baby and I come down here and I draw some cider for that baby and that hatchet falls out of that beam and hits me in the head, it's gonna kill me. And then there'll be a motherless baby. Oh, no!" And the two ladies, they started bawling their eyes out. Well, meantime, up on the porch, Dan and Elsa's papa were talking, and finally Elsa's papa said, "I think I'll go check on the women folk." And he got up and he went down to the cellar to see what was happening. He got down there, he saw the two of them crying and beat all heck. And he said, "My, my, what's going on? What can be the matter?" And they told him. Elsa said, "Oh, you see that hatchet? It might kill me, and then there'd be a motherless baby." And then all three of them started crying. Oh, my, it was just a torrent of tears down there. Well, up on the porch, Dan was getting mighty thirsty. So he went down to see what was going on. He saw all three of them crying and reached over and turned the tap off so no more cider would be wasted. And then he asked what was going on. "Oh, Dan, if you and I get married and have a baby and I come down here to get some cider, that hatchet and that beam up there might come down and hit me on the head and kill me, and then we'd have a motherless baby." All three of them started crying again. But Dan reached up and grabbed that hatchet and pulled it out of the beam, set it on the floor, and looked at all three of them. He said, "I'm going to go out in the world, and if I don't find three people stupider than you are, I'm never coming back. But if I do, I'll come back and marry Elsa." And that's what he did. He walked right out the door. Now, Dan was walking down the path. It was a late afternoon, and he was kind of swinging along when he heard a funny noise. He heard someone swearing, "Thunderation! Gosh darn it! Tarnation!" And then he heard some grunting and groaning. Well, naturally enough, he decided he'd go see what was going on. He went off the road and there was a nice big grove of chestnut trees with nuts hanging all over them. Underneath it was a man with a pig, and he was trying to pick that pig up. Now, it weren't a little pig. It was a big one, maybe 250, 300 pounds, and that man was having a heck of time. He saw Dan. He said, "Hey, help me get this pig up in the tree." And Dan looked at him. "Why do you want to put your pig up in the tree?" said Dan. And the man said, "Well, I got to put him up in the tree so he can eat the nuts." Well, Dan, he looked around and saw a big old stick. And went over the tree and started to whack the branches of the tree with a stick, and the nuts started falling down all over the ground. The pig squirmed and wiggled and got away and started to eat those nuts as fast as he could, just gobbling them down. And the man looked at Dan and said, "Why, now, that's the smartest thing I ever heard of. I never would have thought of that. Thank you, thank you." And Dan walked away muttering, "That's one." Well, he kept walking till it was dark. There was a fine, nice moon out, and he walked along. It's a beautiful night. But soon enough, he heard another man. Heard this voice yelling, "Oh, no! Help! Help! Help!" Well, he thought someone was in trouble, so he ran to see what was the matter. And there was a man standing by a mill pond, looking down and shouting, looking in the water and saying, "The moon! The moon! It's fallen in the pond! We got to get it out!" Dan looked at the pond, and sure enough, the reflection of the moon was there. But the moon was still up in the sky. So Dan looked at the man, and then he picked up a little rock, tossed it in the pond, and the reflection disappeared. Then he told the man to look up in the sky, and the man looked at Dan and said, "How'd you do that?" Dan said, "Oh, it was nothing," and walked on thinking, "That's two." Well, Dan found a nice tree to lie down under and put his coat around him and went to sleep. But in the morning, he was woken up. Right out there on the road next to him, he heard the funniest noise. It went like this. Rump, 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 boop, ow! It was someone running down the road and jumping and then falling. Well, he listened to it a couple of times, and then he got up to see what was going on. There was a man out there on the road in his underwear, and he was looking at a bush that was about 20 yards away where his pants were hanging up, with both legs open and pointing towards him. He started off running, ran as fast as he could, and jumped just when he got to the pants. One leg kind of hit the side of the pants, and he fell down, went, "Ow! Darn!" Dan went over and said, "What's the matter?" The man said, "Well, I'm trying to get my pants on." "Well, that's nice," said Dan. "What's the matter there?" "Well, you see, I'm getting old now, and it's hard for me to get my pants on. I hang them in a bush and I jump, but sometimes I don't make it high enough to get them on." Dan said, "Why don't you go sit over there on that stump and I'll show you something." So the man sat on the stump, and Dan got his pants and brought them over to him. Then he showed him how to put one leg on and then the other, and then he told the man to stand up, and he put the suspenders over and hooked them, and they were on. The man looked down at his pants and said, "My, my, I never would have thought of that." And Dan said, "Well, that's all right then." And he turned around and walked back to Clever Elsa. Now, Dan and Clever Elsa, they did get married, and they were real happy about that because, you see, Dan was really the clever one. Think of him thinking of all those things to help those people out. And Elsa, she laughed a lot. And that is a good thing. And that's the story of Clever Elsa.